Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Chaf Aleph, and we are on Chaf Amabez, about halfway down, a little more than halfway down, as we talk about the mitzvah of Maror, and we had the mishnah yesterday that said that there are different vegetables, Adam Yosef and Dechavas Pesach, the different five different types. Chazeres, Olshin, Tamcha, Churchavina, Maror. And we spoke about that. You could use the stalks, then they could be mitzarif to the kezias, as we mentioned. Remember the last point we mentioned? I said I would just talk about the Rush for a minute. The Rush in Maseches Pesachim, in Arvei Pesachim, says that, right, the Mishnah says that you need a kezias for Maror. So you need a kezias for Maror. Why do you need a kezias for Maror? So I would have said, like the Yireim says that you need a kezias for Maror because it says, Almasos, Umrorim, Yochluhu. And you have to eat maror. So that the Torah says you have to eat maror, and therefore every mitzvah achila is always a kezias. But the Rush seems to say that the reason that you have to have a kezias maror is because the language of the bracha is al achilas maror. And since it says al achilas maror, that's why the bracha is al achilas maror. That's why you need kezias. And the question that the Achronim ask is, what do you mean? Just because of the bracha? Why should the bracha, and if the Rabbana would have meet the Raisa, you don't need a kezias maror, and if the bracha would have been formulated differently, then you wouldn't need a kezias maror. So what exactly does the Rush mean by that? So various Achronim have different suggestions. Reb Chaim in the Grach al Hashas, Reb Chaim in Sibim Membei says, maybe the pshat is that we know the Rambam tells us that maror is not counted as separately as one of the mitzvahs asay. Right, Pesach is a mitzvah asay, and matzah is a mitzvah asay. Maror is a accompanying mitzvah. Al matzos umarorim yochluhu. And that is why, suggests Reb Chaim, there is no parallel such mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah daraisa to eat something accompanying something else. Right, but it's not a separate, independent mitzvah. It's nigrar after the ikar achila. And maybe that's the reason you wouldn't need a daraisa of kezias in for maror, and that's why the Rabbanan, when they said alachilas maror, they made it into its own mitzvah achila, and therefore they objectified it, and that you need a kezias. So maybe that's one derech to say that because it's not, it's an independent mitzvah, it's a nigrar along with the Karban Pesach and the matzah, and that's why Bizman says it's only the Rabbanan. So maybe that's the number one. The Sholem Meshiv, Yisrael Nathanson, has another idea where he says, well, maybe maror, because maror is a different kind of mitzvah achila than any other, in that it's about the taste. As you know, the Gemara tells us, if you swallow the matzah without tasting it, you're yotzei. If you swallow the maror without tasting it, you're not yotzei. So the ikar of maror is the ta'am. So maybe, midaraisa, you could get the ta'am even less than a kezias. That's why, midaraisa, it wouldn't have been a regular kezias. The kiva de Pesach Mitzrayim, let me just find the line. Says the Sholem Meshiv, Mara de Bizana Zedra, Rabbanan de Iker hu mitzvaso ala Pesach. No, that's not the line. Here it is. Avo Mara hazecher hu shemaru es chayenu. Velakach bala Mara lo yatsa shebeinon she nitom hamarirus. Vyemkein ma inyano la hashir. Right, so maybe the shir is it's a different type of mitzvah. Okay, and there's another idea that maybe based on a Zecher LeMikdash, but we'll leave that for now. So now back to the Gemara. The Gemara says here on Chaf Amid Beis, says the Gemara, now we have a couple of days in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Chiya Barba, a little more than halfway down. Rav Chiya Barba, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Zayis Kavush, Omer Allah, Bori Priya Eitz. If somebody has a pickled olive, Zayis Kavush, Omer Allah, Bori Priya Eitz, we say Bori Priya Eitz, just because you pickle it doesn't mean that it changes its bracha, and therefore you make a ha'eitz. Rabbi Binyamin bar Yafes b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, a different day in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Yarek Shaluk Omer Lav Shakol Nibim Aro, a cooked vegetable you make a shahakol on. So a pickled olive you make a ha'etz, a cooked vegetable you make a shahakol. So is this? I'm assuming that pickling and cooking, you know, is the same category. So two different days in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Does processing change the item? Change the item. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Masdisa, Masailer, Rabbi Mar Yefes. Right, the Braisa supports Rabbi Mar Yefes, the second version. Why? Our Mishnah, right? Because what Rabbi Mar Yefes says that if it's cooked or pickled, it loses the bracha. So maybe that's similar to our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says if it's cooked, you can't use it for the mitzvah marar. So it's the same rules, right? Avalo kavushin, avalo shlukin, avalo buvushalin. Right, you can't use marar if it's pickled or cooked. If they are ba'en, if they're ba'en, so what can you use them for Korban Pesach? If you're telling me, like Rev Chia Bar Ba says, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that pickling and cooking doesn't do anything, so why can't you use it for marar? So it must be a raya to Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, who says that no, once you do these processing, it loses its status for the bracha. So it loses status for the bracha, it also loses its status for the mitzvah of marar. Amar Rebbe Ze'ura says, Rebbe Ze'ura. So Rebbe Ze'ura says, man, Rebbe Ze'ura argues, is man yada masha min Rebbe Yochanan Yos. Who is the best note taker? Who is the one that had the most reliable notes from Rebbe Yochanan? Rebbe Chiya Bar Ba or Rebbe Yamin Bar Yefes? Right, who was it? It was Rebbe Chiya Bar Ba. She's trying to bring me a raya to Rabbi Amar Yefes. No, Rabbi Chiya Bar Ba is the most reliable. Rabbi Chiya Bar Ba, so number one, I think he's right. Meaning Rabbi Chiya Bar Ba was the first version of Rabbi Yochanan that pickled does not change the status. So we're going to have to talk about our Mishnah. Vod Min Adon, also from the following. Min Mada Anan Chamin Rabbanan Alin Libir Yasa. We saw many rabbis go into the Bir Yasa. Bir Yasa means a Beis HaAvel, like a Sudas Havra'a. We saw rabbis go in, Vinasvin Termasin, they used to take termasin. Remember, termasin are those legumes that you have to cook them like 7 times in order for it to become edible. Umavarakan alayim barpri adama. And you make adama on them. Vitermasin lo shlukin hain, aren't they cooked? So you see that the maisarav, you see that they, just because they were cooked doesn't mean that they changed the bracha. So it's still a barpri adama. So, says Rabbi Ze'ura, I think that Rabbi Chiya Bar Ba is correct. I think the first version of Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Just because something is cooked or pickled does not mean it changes its status. It's still Adama, it's still Eitz, and that's Bain for Hilchas Brachas, and Bain for Hilchas Maror. So that's what I think. So what about our Mishnah? So why does our Mishnah say that if it's cooked or it's pickled, then you can't use it for Maror? So Im Tamar, if you say that there's a Raya from the Mishnah against, no, Shan Yehi, Sha'amra Torah, Murorim, as we just mentioned from the Sholem Eshif. But since the Torah says bitter, kivan, skip the next word, termasin, kivan, sheshalkan bala marasan. Right, once you cook it, so the, not that it's not maror anymore. It is maror, meaning and for Hilchas Brachas, you make a hadam on it. But there's a certain aspect of bitterness that is not there anymore, and that's why for Hilchas, for maror, you can't use it. See the top carbon eda, right, carbon eda, bala mirirusan. Vatara amra matzas umrorim yochluhu. Avalenian bracha bimilsayo kaimi. Right, the regarding the bracha, it is still ba'en, and therefore, you make the right proper bracha. Period. Amr of Yossi Barbun, velo pligin. Yossi Barbun has another suggestion. Maybe there's no machlokas here between the 2 days of Rabbi Yochanan. Right, we wanted to say up until now that there's a machlokas, and we're comparing olives and termasin and all the others, and we're comparing cooking and pickling, right? So we're comparing vegetables and olives. So below pligin, maybe that's the chilek. Zayis al yadesha darko le'achol chai, olives can be eaten raw. And therefore, afilu kavish be'enohu. Olives can be eaten raw. So if you cook an olive, you pickle an olive, you didn't change it much. It was edible before and it was edible afterwards. That's why the bracha stays. That's why it's a bari pri ha'etz. Right, it's not nechzav, such a change. Yarak, but the vegetables that we're talking about here, give it sheshalku nishtane. Right, these vegetables that we're talking about here, once you cook them, they weren't edible beforehand. That's the type of vegetable we're talking about. Therefore, once you cook them, it changed, and therefore the bracha changes as well. Okay. Period, next Mishnah. It says the Mishnah here, Al-Chavav Mishnah. Ein shorin es ha-mursan l'tarnagolin. You're not allowed to soak the mursan. Different pshatim about what mursan is. Sometimes mursan means some type of psoles of the flour. Here, mursan, according to most, mean the shells of the kernels of the grains. I think the fancy name is the hulls, right? The shells of the kernels of the wheat. So, ain't shorin es ha-mursan. You're not allowed to soak those with tarnagolin to give it to your chickens. Why? Because that will cause possible leavening. Right, they'll cause it to become chametz. So you're not allowed to soak it. Avacholtin. What you're allowed to do is scald them. You're allowed to spray boiling hot water on them because that stops the leavening process, and therefore one is allowed to do that. Right, machlokas we've shown him here. The Rambam, both in the Pirush Mishnayos and in Hilchas Chametz say, but if you guard them properly, then it's okay. Right? You're not allowed to soak it, but if you watch that it's not going to become Chametz, then it is okay. But if you look in the other Rishon, if you look in the Ritva here says, V'kasav ha-Ritva miyu hashta. I'm sorry. First, the right. He goes to Rambam. Mutar lo shatan golem kemach o mursan. You're allowed to do it for the chickens. Machlin miyado omer aleim ach lo yehe bahi lechmil. V'chein zman shemenakrin bo o mishavech miyado eno chametz. The Rambam says, as long as you're watching over it, so basically against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't soak it. The Rambam says you can soak it as long as you're watching over it. The Rambam must be saying, don't do it if you're not going to watch over it. But the Ritva here quotes the Bala Itur that no, you can't. Don't do it. Don't do it, low plug kind of thing. We don't, we osir lagamre. And the Rama, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is against the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Itur. Shulchan Aruch says in Tuf Samach Hei, like our Mishnah says, Ein Shorin Mursin L'Tanagolim. You can't soak this stuff for your chickens. Bishum Panim. What is Bishum Panim at all? Bir Alacha, La'afuke Midasa Rambam. Right? So go against the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch here is Machmer against the Rambam. Don't mess around with chametz. Mishnah Berurah, Bishumpan, Imratzalomar. Dolomahani shehe omeit sham liros. It doesn't help that you're going to stand there to see shlo yishu hamerson b'mayim shir mil. That it doesn't stay there for 18 minutes. The shir ze eno elo le'inyan di'eved. Bid'eved, you have that amount. Aval lechad chilo asr lahashos afilu rega echad. Right, even a once. That's why you're not allowed to do it. So against the language of the Rambam. Also regarding, what about the second? So regarding the Isra is quoted. What about the second part? Choltin, you're allowed to scald it. So again, the Ritva says here, Lamites and Mispsachim, miyuhashta lo baki'inon bechalita vasira. We don't know exactly what scalding is and how to do it. So we don't scald. We don't do anything with this type of parts of the grain because we don't want to run into problems. Continuing. Ha'isha lo tishres ha'mursan. Also, a woman cannot soak mursan, this type of the shells of the kernels of the grain. She tolich biyada lamerchatz. She can't soak in it. She tolich biyada lamerchatz to take it to the bathhouse. Aval shafa he al basar yavish. She's allowed to take it. It was some type of they used it on the skin. So you're allowed to rub it onto her dry skin. That would be allowed with this mursan. Again, what does it mean on the dry skins? That's what if you look in the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein basif base, Ein isha shafa mursan al basara filu yavish. She can't put it onto her skin yavish. What does our Mishnah say? Shafa basara yavish. What does that mean? I knew shedarkam haya says the Mishnah Berurah lichnos lamerchaz ulazia. It was their way to go into a bathhouse and go into the shvitz, as it's called, ulahazia. And the steam, they used to put this grain-based item on their bodies and then sit in the sauna and it would get wet, right? That's a problem because that would be leavening. Ubazeh says the Mishnah Berurah that if it's not in the shvitz, if it's just putting it on your skin, combining with your perspiration, that's not a problem. Zeyas adam eino machmetz. She's got to get all of it off before you go into the water. Because again, not that you're going to eat it, but by your Yamatzai. Right? That's what it says. You have to be worried. Nowadays, we don't mess around. We don't put any mursan to the chickens and we don't put any mursan on the bodies. Because we want to make sure that it doesn't cause any problems. Okay, we continue. Also, if a person has a wound, and I guess some of the types of medicines for the wounds was by chewing some weed and putting it onto the maka, the wound, you can't do that because, again, it is machmitzos. Again, we're not talking about pikuach nefesh here, a person will die without this. That's why you're not allowed to do it. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Amar B'Shem Aviv. Right, the Mishnah in Challah, that we're about to quote, the Brisa that talks about that Mishnah, spoke about two types of scalded bread. Right, we had Chalita, right, that was scalded bread in the Mishnah. So here we have also in the Mishnah in Challah and the Brisa, there were two types of scalded bread. Right, do you scald, put the water on the dough, or you put the dough on the water? Ezu hi ha mi'isa. What's mi'isa? Hanosicham lato kemach. You put the hot water on the flour. Chalita kemach. Chalita chamach lato chamin. And chalita is the opposite. You put the flour on the water. So in the Mishnah Chala, there might be a difference between those two. But v'hache in our Mishnah doesn't make a difference. Bein chamin lato mursam, bein mursam lato chamin. Both of those cases would be allowed. Would be allowed. That's choltin in the Mishnah. Again, we said lamaisa, we're not bikiyin with chalita, so that's why we don't do it today. But that is the case. Continuing, b'sheyesh bahen shamnunis. What is this line going on? So many, all the mepharshim have a different shot. What are these three words going on? Oh, we're going to go with one shot. Maybe it's going on the last line of the Mishnah because that's where the next part of the Gemara is going on. That you can't chew the wheat. You can't chew wheat and put it onto your makkah. B'sheyesh bahen shamnunis. That's only talking about moist kernels. If there are moist kernels, you can't chew them because that could lead to chametz. But if it's totally dried out, then we're not worried. Okay. Malugma shenisrecha. What if you have malugma is a type of plaster that you put onto a wound, and mixed into this plaster mixture is some type of grain. Malugma shenisrecha, but it became putrid. It became disgusting. Istani tini zakal glavar. Istani tini ein zakal glavar. My two different prices, whether you have to get rid of it or not. The one who says you have to get rid of it, that's talking about where it first became chametz before it got ruined. Once something becomes chametz, it's chametz, and you got to get rid of it. And according to the one who says, that price, you don't have to get rid of it, that's talking about a case where it became putrid before it became chametz, and therefore there is no iser. Period. Says the Mishnah, Torah Chaim on Parshas Bo. You shouldn't dip your flour into charoses. Charoses here does not mean what we call charoses. That we'll get to, Be'ez Hashem, in the last parak. But you can't dip your flour into your charoses. Charoses here, the Chacham Eder says, Davar she'ish bo chometz umayim. It's a mixture of water and vinegar. Vasui l'tava bo basar. Right, it's made as a dip. Right, these dips have liquid in them, and therefore you shouldn't dip it in v'otachacharbal or into mustard. Im nasan yochamayad, and if you did eat it right away, eat it before it becomes chametz. Right, the Mishnah is giving you good advice. Don't do it because it can become chametz. But if you did eat it right away, Remeir says no. Just get rid of it. Get rid of it because it happens very quickly. Remeir asers, as we'll see. Next, Imavashla is a Pesach. You're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach. The question is, what is this halacha doing here? Because most halachas of the Karban Pesach are later on in Perek 5 through 9 is all about Karban Pesach. But this is stuck here for some reason. Imavashla is a Pesach. You're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach. Lo b'mashkin, lo b'meperis. It could be that we're talking about liquids affecting, you know, chametz. So we're talking about liquids affecting Karban Pesach. You can't cook the Karban Pesach. We know the Karban Pesach has to be roasted. You're not allowed to cook it in any liquid, any lobamashkin, lobamay peris. Avosachin umatpilin osambahem. You're allowed to baste it. You could see, it doesn't have to be totally dry, right? You don't want the karban pesach to burn possibly on the barbecue. So you baste it, you just get it wet. Umatpilin osobahen. And a little dipping, but you can't cook it, right? That's the halacha of having the karban pesach roasted. The Chizkuni, has a fascinating couple of comments. If you look throughout Perek Yud Beis, in the Chizkuni, he goes through every detail of the Karban Pesach and reflects how every detail is basically showing up the Mitzrayim that their God is being burned. So he goes through, V'chu'ish, Selavei Savos. First of all, you take a Seh, right? The sheep is the God of the Mitzrayim, right? And that's first of all, you take in their Seh. U'bigalo ha'ovdim l'somatem, Tichu yurasam b'yatchem lo tiyabem yicholos lakev. They won't be able to stop you. Selavei Savos. Celebice. And then what do? You tie it to the bed. What's going to happen for tying it to the bed for a couple of days? They're going to hear it. They're going to hear their God. They're going to know that the God is tied to the bed. You have to take it and roast it. What does roasting it mean? Nobody knows if you're having noodles and cheese for supper. Everybody knows if you're having a barbecue for supper. The whole neighborhood can smell it. They're going to smell it. And maybe they'll think, oh, you're roasting some chicken. No, you roast it whole. You roast it whole, so they see exactly what it is, right? So it's roasting. When do you do it? Bein Har Arbayim. Late afternoon when everybody's getting home from work and they're passing by and they will smell your dinner. So that's why every detail, says the Chizkuni, it's outdoors, it's 4 days before, it's roasted, it's whole, the time. All of these details are to show the Mitzrayim that, and then every Jew, nobody can say, Lo sheyud lo yuchal shum Yehudi lahatil al chaveiro hadavar lomar, lo asid yanizos, ela acher asa hadavar. No, every Jew takes part. There's no Jew that's, oh, I didn't do it. No, beinar abayim, b'shas asifas ha'am, kishapolim ba'in mimalachtam, you put the blood on the doorway. So, that's the Chizkuni about roasting the Karban Pesach. So it can't be cooked. Can't be cooked in anything. May tashmishav shel nachtom, last line of the Mishnah. A baker uses water to wash his hands, to rinse his hands in with the dough on his hands. So you can't, the water could become a chametz. So you shafri, you have to pour that out. B'reishe machmitzin, because it could become chametz. Period. Tani, says the Gemara, no, says the Kama, docha rozo, docha chardol. The Mishnah says you can't put this flour into these mixtures. If not, if you did, eat it right away. As long as there's no delay, Remeir Oser, Reshu Masha. Remeir says, no, burn it, get rid of it. Get rid of it. It happens very quickly. I don't want to have any of this in the house. Ksiv, Uvasha, Mavusha, Bamayim. It says that the Karban Pesach is not allowed to be cooked in water. Ein li elamayim. Minan l'rabo sharmash, how do you know all liquids are excluded? Tamalomer, Vashel, Mavusha, Mikomakom. The double lashon, any liquid. Ad kadun kribi akiva. This fits according to Rabbi Akiva, who always darshins double lashonos to teach you things. To Rabbi Yishmael. What about Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael does it. Rabbi Yishmael says, Dibra Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam. Sometimes if it's double lashon, it's not meant to teach us. So what about Rabbi Yishmael? So the Gemara says, yeah, there's another source. Tani, Rabbi Yishmael, Kavachomer. Rabbi Yishmael would say there's a Kavachomer that other liquids are also excluded. Ma'im she'ina mefigen taman. Adomer asur. If you're not allowed to cook it in water, and water doesn't even change its taste, Sharmashkim Shemifika time of Lakol Shekane. Other liquids would change the taste of the Karban Pesach, which weaken it. Surely you should not be able to do. So it's a Kavachomer. Kavachomer. Would you get Malkus based on that Kavachomer? Right? In Onshin Min Hadin. Is that an Afkamina or Bishma or Akiva? That you're not allowed to? Right? Or would you say that this Kavachomer it's not saying something new. It's kind of just expanding our understanding of Mayim. Mayim is Labdafka. And therefore, because Mayim is Lav Davka, it's more of what we call a Gilui Milsa, not such a Kavachomer. And then if it's a Gilui Milsa, then you'd be able to, because it's not really a Kavachomer. So, that's a Nafkamino, how you would understand this line, whether it's literally a Kavachomer, then if you cook the Karban Pesach in these liquids, you would not get Malchus. Or no, it's a Gilui Milsa, and it's really included in the din. Period. Ein Lashin Matzah B'mashkin. Right, so this is probably why I mentioned before what this is doing here, because we're talking about liquid on Karban Pesach, but we're also talking about liquid on matzah. In Lashon Matzah B'mashkin, you're not allowed to cook can't knead matzah with other liquids. Avol makat v'nosam b'mashkin. You're allowed to smear it with some liquid on top. Remember, we had the discussion about May Peros, different days as we're going to have on the rest of today's daf. May Peros, fruit juice, three different days. Does it cause chametz? Is it a machlokas whether it causes chametz? May peiros a machmitzin or machmitzin? And even if you say machmitzin, does that mean machmitzin fully or only up to chametz noksha, which is daraisa without karis? And if you say a machmitzin, does it mean totally not machmitzin? It's mutter, like Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch says? Or does it mean it's not daraisa with karis, but it's daraisa with a lav, and that's Rashi, and that's what Ashkenazim are machmer for. So we're going to have a couple of days about that. So the Gemara says, you can't knead matzah with mashkin, but you're just allowed to smear it. I'm Rabbi Kiva, Ani Ayisi, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua Besvina. Rabbi Kiva says, I was with Rabbi Eliezer, his Rabbi, and Rabbi Yeshua on a boat, Velashti matzah with mashkin, and we kneaded our matzah with liquid. Right? We kneaded our matzah with liquid. Again, it doesn't say here, that line just says that it's not chametz. It doesn't say they can use it for matzah on Pesach. Maybe it's not lechem oni. But at least he says it's not chametz. You're not allowed to knead matzah with scalded dough because, right, in boiling hot water, because it's called chalita. And what did we say on yesterday's daf? The dough that you use has to have the ability to become chametz if you would wait. Remember we said scalding it stops the leavening process. And therefore that dough is excluded from using for the mitzvah of matzah. Right? That's what the carbonate quotes on the bottom, the drasha that we had yesterday. Veloba poshrin, and you're not allowed to use it, not allowed to knead it with warm, lukewarm water, but that might cause, hastening of the leavening process. Avalashin osam bitzonin, regular, cool water. We know we use a mayim shalanu. We'll have to get back to that, but it's from later in the Masechta. V'yataninam, 1 second. You're telling me that lukewarm water causes leavening, and that's why you can't use it for your matzah. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Menachos, v'yataninam, and kol ha-menachos nidloshes b'poshin, mishamish le'ach b'itzu. Carbonous mincha, which you need with oil, right, and with, and you need that with lukewarm water, the Mishnah says. Just make sure it doesn't become chametz, right? All carbonous mincha are matzah, right, except for some of the carbon toda and the shtei halechem on shvuis, but almost everything else is matzah. So, why by Pesach and our Mishnah says you can't, the Brisa says you can't meet it with lukewarm water, and marachonachos you can, Rabbi Yami, B'shem, B'shem, and Lakish, taman adavar masal akonim, akonim's reason main. But carbonous mincha, who's involved? Just the kohanim. The kohanim are careful and zaris. They'll make sure it doesn't become chametz. Va'achad avar masal nashim. Nashim here doesn't only mean women, but it means non-kohanim. And we assume most of the time the women are the ones in the kitchen baking. Va'nashim atzilo sein. And the women would be lax. Doesn't mean that they're lazy. It means they might be lax in this area of not focusing on the fact that it could become chametz. Says the Gemara. Okay, what about this question? Lo tzircha, there's no need except dala, right, which means da ella hakonim atzman ma'ashi loshim matzam b'poshin. We said kohanim and the carbon mincha, they're very careful. We said Yisraelim by their matzah, they're not careful. What about kohanim and matzah? Is it about kohanim or is it about the Beis HaMikdash? Right, kohanim doing matzah, are they allowed to use poshrin? So says the Gemara, or do we say lo plug? We say, lo plug, anybody outside. So the Gemara is going to answer is lo plug. Ye bakadah, you'll learn it from the following, which we had a couple of days ago also. Tani Reb Zachariah chasnid Reb Levi, nida chofefes v'sorekes. A nida has to do full preparations. Chofefes literally means to comb, but that chafifa has come to mean full preparations before she goes to the mikvah. Because she only goes to the mikvah once a month, right? Therefore, we assume since the last time her hair got knotted and she's got to do full preparations. This sorekes. Kohenes inochaves v'sorekes. An Ashes Kohen who's about to eat truma doesn't have to go through all the preparations because she ate truma 2 days ago. And she went to the mikveh then. And so it happens much more often by a Kohenes. Nida Kohenes, what about a Kohenes who's a Nida? So then you might think she went to the mikveh 3 days ago for truma. So maybe she doesn't have to go do full chafifa now. No. Chofeves v'sorekes. Shlolachalak v'nidah l'nidah. We're not machayik in nidas. So therefore, every Isha Nida has to do full preparation. So you see, low plug by Nidas. So to here, we'll tell the Kohanim, sorry, you cannot use lukewarm water when you bake your matzahs. Shalotachlok, you have to just use the regular cold water. The Mishnah said, the last line of the Mishnah said, you have the water that the bakers use their hands, wash their hands in, that water has to be poured out because it causes leavening. Is tani tani shofkim makam ashborin. One, Brisa says that you have to pour it, where do you pour the water? In an ashborin means, in, not like ashborin usually means by the mikvah. Here ashborin means that you have a couple of cracks in the ground, so when you pour it, you're trying to get a surface where it's not going to sit. It's going to get absorbed right away. So you have a couple of cracks in the ground, it's going to get absorbed. Viz tani tani shofkim makam katafris. And others say, find a place that has an incline. So also, it's not going to sit. It's just going to go down and get absorbed as it goes down the incline. Amar Reb Yosef, man damar shofkim makam ashborin, the one who says that you have to use an area that has some cracks in the ground. Pishahay ashborin gavoa. So I'm in a case where the ashborin are gavoa. What does that mean? It's a question about what the Mepharshim explained. But it has to be somehow that there is some of that, there's a ground that promotes quick absorption. So if it's like high up and then it goes down and it has a long time to go down, so then it's, or it's high up and there's the better evaporation, so then there's, it's allowed. Mandam Rav Malkam Katafris, B'shar Yav Katafris Gadol. Also, if it's on a slant, it's on an incline, hopefully it's a long incline, so it doesn't bunch up at the bottom. Basically, you're allowed to pour it in any place where it's going to get absorbed quickly. Amalir Pinchas B'shem Rabbi Ila, Hachin Havei. We're going to switch the gears. So, Amar Rebbe Be'echia Barba. Okay, this is what he said too, right? These requirements for the where you pour it. Period. Sharachid of Asar B'mayim. If you soaked wheat and barley in water, two of the grains, Nischamsu Asuros. If they become chametz, obviously they're Asar. Lo Nischamsu Mutaros. If it didn't become chametz yet, then it's mutter. And quickly use it. Rabbi Yossi Amar Sharach Sarim B'mayim Nisbakuv, you soaked barley in water. Once it started becoming cracks, you notice cracks on the dough. Harelu Asuras, that's already enough of a sign. Throw it out. Sharyin B'chometz, if you soaked it in vinegar, Mutter B'vdei Shachometz Softan. Vinegar does not cause leavening. It causes it to contract, and therefore it's not going to become chametz. Rishua Bar Rav Yitzchak Haya Lo Yayin Koseis. Rishua Bar Rav Yitzchak once had wine that was turning. It was turning. And the way that you stop the turning of the wine, Yoav Begavei Sa'arin, he put barley in, begin the Yachma. He put barley in so it becomes straight good vinegar. Right? If you would just let it sour, then it wouldn't be good. So he put barley in this. Now he has barley mixed with wine. Shal Rabbi Imi, yes Rabbi Imi. Oh, I was saving my wine, but now it's Pesach. Amalei, Tzorach HaDelavar, get rid of it. Get rid of it, meaning, what's he holding? Meperis. He seems to be holding Meperis Machmitzin. Right, it does cause some problems. Rabbi Chanina Brei Derav Kai Havi Leidvash Mizuyaf Bisoles. He had some honey and flour. Shalor Bimana Amalei Tzorach HaDelavar. You got to get rid of it again with honey. Also, May Pairs. Chan Minalein Derav Karye. One of the family of Karye Havi Le Garbid Demashach. He had a barrel of oil. Bigo Otsra Dechitaya. There was a barrel of oil in a big storage place of wheat, and some of the oil dripped onto the wheat. So now what? Shal Rabbanan, they asked the rabbis, Amrin Le, Ezel Grof Bin Tochtein. You have to sweep out the wheat that's right under and next to the barrel because, you know, the oil went onto that wheat and it's gonna cause problems. And it could become chametz. Hori Rabbi Imi, Be'ilin Garbaya de Kutcha, Rabbi Imi Paskin, by those barrels of Kutcha, right? Kutcha is some type of, it has grain and milk, some type of, dip. Mimale osan, how do you clean those barrels that had this chametz dip in it? Mimale osan mayim shlosha yamim me'esh le'esh. You have to soak it for 3 days. This is a big discussion. When you ever, usually we don't kasher by soaking things, right? You have to kasher, you have to be magil it. But we have by two areas. We have by yayin nesach, and we have here by chametz. Let's say by kli cheres usually is not kasherable, right? We say cheres is not kasherable. So that's by some Rishonim say that's only if a kli cheres was used with heat. But if it was used with what's called kavish kemevushal, by just having something soaked in it and used in cold, so there are some Rishonim that say that can be kashered. That cheres can be kashered by soaking it for 3 days. You find that again in the Maseches Avodah Zarah by Yayin Nesach, and you have it by chametz, right? You look in the Tur in Siman Tafnun Aleph. So he quotes, Regilin ba'Ashkenaz. You know what we do in Ashkenaz? We take beer barrels, Shechar shel Seorim, Bechavio shel Cheres, V'hiter Rabbeinu Yoel Litein ben Yain b'Pesach ha'idei Hagala. He says, if you do Hagala on them, it's okay. Because we know Hagala, we know soaking them for three days, that's like Hagala. And therefore, anyway, so it's a big discussion. We would think, what? You're using chametz barrels on Pesach? But in those days, they didn't have so many barrels. So it's a big discussion. Rabbi Yoel was matir. Rabbeinu Haigon said it's usher. But this is all in the Shulchan Aruch. Tafnun Aleph Sif Chaf Aleph. The tour, the Shulchan Aruch. We don't have time to go into the details, but this is a little bit about this topic. Okay, Hashanah Aleph Perek HaShah. This takes us through the second parak of Maseches Pesachim.